In these few moments with the book today, I would seek to present the healer of the leper as the savior of the sinner. In the days of our Lord's ministry on earth, he performed many miracles, and in doing so, he gave witness to his person as the Son of God, the one who came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. He proved himself to be the one that was capable of meeting man in his deepest need, and he showed himself to be as willing as he was capable. And he is the one that I seek to present to you today, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In Mark 1, the Gospel of Mark, that is, in verse 40, we read these words. There came a leper to him, beseeching him, and kneeling down to him, and saying unto him, If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand, and touched him, and saith unto him, I will, be thou clean. And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. How simple. We have a remarkable event recorded here. And you know, dear friend, this is a story that is just as up-to-date in its application today as it ever was. The needs of men are basically the same, and the remedy for man's need is the same. That remedy is found in the same one here who is the healer of the leper. That blessed one, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the Savior of the sinner. Notice, if you will, first of all, the need of this leper man to begin with. We read simply, there came a leper to him. Now just think for a moment of the significance of the word leper. Leprosy was a disease that was incurable by man. Its synonym is sinner. And you know, dear friend, you and I have been afflicted by a disease called sin, which is incurable as far as man is concerned. And here he is, however, in the presence of the Holy One who knew no sin, and yet the same one who had come into the world to save sinners. Now, in Israel, every leper was shut out from the place of the holy. He was separated from the fellowship of the pure. And he was compelled by his own character to keep company with the vile and the outcast. But what do we find here? He's in the presence of Jesus. And you know, dear friend, we delight to tell you today that the Lord Jesus, the Holy One and the True, is the one who receives sinners just as they are in their loathsome condition of sin. This man receiveth sinners. But notice, again, this man is one who felt his need. He knew that he was a leper. Now, everybody is a sinner, but everybody is not willing to acknowledge that they are sinners. Now, he did not attempt to hide his true condition, nor did he seek to justify himself. He was no hypocrite, and he was not a merely self-righteous person at all. He knew what he was. Do you know what you are? Do you accept what God says, that you have sinned and come short of his glory? In fact, you were born a sinner. Well, he was shocked, undoubtedly, to realize his state as a leper. And this shock brought him to the realization that he was on his way to death. Have you ever realized it, dear friend? Have you ever stopped to consider that you, a sinner, are on your way to die? And unless you're saved from your sins, it'll be eternal separation from God? Now, this man also knew that there was no such thing as human help for his condition. His disease was incurable. No outward reformation could change it. No, indeed. And just like sin, dear friend, it's a plague in the heart. And that heart is incurably wicked. Who can know it? Jeremiah says, I, the Lord, knows. Now, all efforts to reform, I repeat then, or to cover up, are of no avail whatsoever. Now, leprosy could be healed by God alone. And, dear friend, the synonym sin can be cleansed and removed and forgiven by one remedy alone. And that is by the great physician that we have here, the Lord Jesus, the healer of the leper. He is, I repeat, the Savior of the sinner. And it is his precious blood that was shed at Calvary that cleanses from all sin. Now, this man had a need which drove him to Jesus. We read, there came a leper to him. It was his need that brought him to Jesus. Let me ask, affectionately, has your need ever brought you to Jesus? Oh, dear friend, I trust that today that you will realize your need. And blessed indeed is the thing, anything, any trouble, any distress, any disease, anything that will bring you to Jesus. You know, runaway children are often constrained to come home by the very fact that they become hungry. And they haven't any more money left. Well, this was true of the prodigal, wasn't it? He was in the far country, but he began to be in want. And it was then that he said, I will arise and go to my father and say unto my father, I have sinned. Oh, dear friend, blessed indeed is the trouble. If you're going through trouble now, won't you turn to Jesus? If you are sorrowing now, won't you come to him? Sorrow may have come into your own heart and home. Well, will you not let it draw you to Jesus? Because he says, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. You have a need which he alone can meet. The need of sin is the basic need of all the trouble. You need your sins forgiven. But now let us notice, if you will, the manner in which this leper came to Jesus. And in it, I believe we shall see how God would draw us to Jesus. First, he came earnestly. We read that he came beseeching him in verse 40. He wants relief. He's in earnest about his condition. He's not going to be turned aside. He's urgent in his need. And his cry is not turned aside. Thank God, Jesus knows and he hears and he cares. He cries out, and the Almighty Deliverer, in whose presence he is, hears him. Has my listening friend ever felt his need so keenly? Have you ever, I ask, realized your helpless, hopeless condition as a sinner on the road to eternal ruin and separation from God? If so, oh, dear friend, I would encourage you to say, God, be merciful to me, the sinner. He will hear you. His ear is open to you. It's open to every earnest, sincere cry. Next, you notice, he comes to Jesus humbly. We read, quote, kneeling down to him. This leper is thoroughly conscious of his uncleanness and helplessness, and he's willing here to bend his stiffened knees, to make kneeling down to Jesus a glad and precious privilege. Have you ever regarded this as a glad and precious privilege that you have, to bow the knee? You know, the scripture says the hour is coming when every knee shall bow to him. That's true. We're going to bow the knee to Jesus either in this day of grace and receive him and the blessing he has to give, or we're going to be forced to bow the knee and own him to be Lord to the glory of God the Father. Yes, even the unbelieving are going to have to bow and own him as Lord. He will not be their Savior, but they will have to admit him as Lord. They'll have to bow the knee, and every tongue shall confess. Oh, dear friend, have you ever, let me ask you, realized your need as a sinner? And have you recognized the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the Creator, the Redeemer, as the one who longs that you come to him? Will you not bow the knee to him? This leper did. He comes humbly. He realizes his need, and he bows the knee. Three, we notice that he came believingly. He said, I quote, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. There is absolutely no doubt in his mind as to the Lord's ability to heal him. The question, however, of the Lord's willingness bothers him. And it indicates, it seems here, the reluctance on the part of the leper to claim anything from the Lord. This is a good sign in itself. But, dear friend, we would acquaint you with the fact that the Lord Jesus is gracious. He is one who would draw you to himself. He's willing to save. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise. He's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. The poor leper didn't know this. But, dear friend, we want you to know it. He soon found it out, however. He found out that Jesus is not only able, but he is also willing. He's not only able, dear friend, to save you from sin, its guilt, its power, its consequences, but he's willing to do so. I repeat, he is not willing that you should perish. But now let us notice, if you will, the reception that the Lord Jesus gives to this leper. Now only infinite holiness and divine power can deal with such a pressing and awful need of guilty man as we have depicted here. Only God could touch a leper and be undefiled. Only God could bring divine power to heal the leper. Now we see in this incident how that divine power and infinite holiness flow out to this leper through the channel of compassion. Oh, the Lord's heart of compassion was full toward him. And let me remind you, it's full toward you. We read, Jesus' heart was moved with compassion when he saw the leper. The earnest, the humble, the believing cry of the need of this man moved the deep waters of sympathy in the soul of the Savior. Friend, the Lord Jesus loves you too. His heart is toward you today in the same way. He wept at the results of sin at the grave of Lazarus, you recall? He wept over unbelieving Jerusalem. And his love it was that moved him to leave heaven and all the glory that he had there with the Father and come here to planet Earth. And here on Earth, in incarnation, from the manger of Bethlehem, his love moved him on to Calvary, and there to go to the cross, where his love was poured out in sacrifice for you, where he died for you, to be your substitute, that you might be freed from your sin, from your leprosy, so to speak, that you might be delivered from death, that you might be brought into a state of conformity with himself to be saved forever. Notice what we read next. Quote, he put forth his hand and touched him. Now when the heart is moved, as it was with Jesus, then his hand is moved also. It's put forth to help. The Lord Jesus' heart was not only moved in glory, but he did something about it. He came. This is the first kindly touch, no doubt, that the leper ever had. And Jesus, because of his holiness, could not be defiled by this touch. What a picture we have here of the Son of God coming in incarnation into the scene of sin. And he took up humanity, sin apart. He was perfect and holy, sinless, but he was true man. And he became man that he might touch us, as it were, in our need, that he might be our kinsman redeemer, because men had sinned and therefore man must die. And he willingly then took upon himself manhood. And as a man, he came to die for sinful men. Yea, he who knew no sin was made sin for us on the cross. And in his body on Calvary's cross, he bore our sins there away. God judged him and condemned him, and condemned sin in the flesh. Thus, dear friend, the penalty for sin was paid. Atonement to satisfy God was made, and cleansing for the sinner, for you and for me, was procured. And it was procured through his shed blood. There from his head, his hands and feet, sorrow and love flowed mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? What a Savior. And let me tell you that today his heart still beats in love toward you. Have you ever stopped to consider this? Will you not do so? He loves you. And he has proven his love, for he has stretched out his hand to you to touch you. And that hand is stretched out today, stretched out in all its power to you, if you will only, as the leper, come to him earnestly, humbly, and believingly. Now, what was the result? We read in verse 41, Jesus simply said, I will, be thou clean. And then we read, the leprosy departed from him. Now, no earthly surgeon's knife can separate between you and your sins, dear friend. But what do we have here? The word of the heavenly physician is enough to do so. It was the word that Jesus spoke. He said, I will, be thou clean. And we read, he was made free. The leprosy departed from him. We read in John 3:18 these words, Jesus said, he that believeth on the Son is not condemned. Set free, no condemnation. Also in Acts 13:39 we read, through this man is preached unto us the forgiveness of sins, and by him all that believe are justified from all things. Justified means to be set free from guilt, means to be made right. This leper needed to be made right. He was all wrong. And you as a sinner are all wrong in your relationship to God. The sins cling to you in all their loathsomeness. You're defiled. You're separated from God. But on the basis of the work of Calvary, and through the word of the Lord, you believe on him as your Savior. You accept him as the one that died for you. He will set you free. The leprosy departed from him. And we read in John 8, if the Son shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. Also we read, he was made clean. In verse 42, it says, he was cleansed. Oh, to be delivered from the dominion of sin is to be saved from all its polluting power, dear friend. The Lord Jesus saves from the guilt of sin, and he makes you clean from the dominion of sin. It's the word of Christ, heard and believed. This is the means of the leper's full and perfect deliverance. And it's the same thing today. The parallel is the same. You as a sinner will be given perfect, full, complete, eternal salvation through Christ by the word of the Lord. Jesus spoke and it was done. When he was here, he said, now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. It's through the word of God, the very words of God that are in the scriptures, dear friend, that is seed. When received into your soul, brings you new birth, brings you cleansing. We read, Peter says, ye have purified your souls. How? In obeying the truth. How do you obey the truth? Receive it into your heart by faith. Then we notice that this leper was made clean immediately. The scripture says, as soon as he had spoken, immediately, verse 42, we are cleansed, dear friend. Justified the moment that we believe. There is no interval between the striking of the light, so to speak, and its shining forth. No, dear friend. Growth, of course, is another thing. Once we receive life in Christ, the moment we believe, we are his forever. We have life eternal. But growth is another thing. Growth in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ is gradual and progressive. But life eternal. And cleansing from sin, its guilt and its power is yours the moment you believe. It's instantaneous. Immediately, he was cleansed. Dear friend, will you not today go over this passage? Find it in your Bible in Mark chapter 1, verses 41 to 45. And will it not cause you to come to Jesus just as you are? You have the spiritual disease of leprosy, which is sin. If you'll realize it and all believe the urgency of your need and earnestly, humbly, and believingly come unto him, he'll bless you and cleanse you and save you forever, such as we have pictured here in the story of Jesus, the healer of the leper. And you'll find him to be the Savior of you, the sinner. May God bless his word to every listener today.